Each time she looks my way, I'm tempted. Just a little more every day, I'm tempted. It's so hard to resist the thought of her sweet kiss. Can't take much more of this, I'm tempted. Tempted and tried, deep down inside, I can't deny it, I'm tempted.
Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Christmas night travel was briefly interrupted at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport as police say what appears to have started as a family argument escalated into gunfire. ABC's Jim Ryan has details.
Investigators have not determined what started the fight, but they stress that it all happened in a food court outside of the secured area in Terminal 4. In other words, no weapons slipped through the TSA checkpoint. Four of the five people involved in the armed family fight were hospitalized, one woman in critical condition.
Weather could have an impact on post-Christmas travel as heavy rain from Washington State to Northern California is expected. Further inland, up to 3 feet of snow is possible. The Ohio Corrections Department says a corrections officer was killed in a Christmas Day assault by an inmate at Ross Correctional Institution south of Columbus. And it's a day of mourning in Azerbaijan for the victims of Wednesday's air crash. 29 people survived with injuries. This is ABC News. Bird flu worries are forcing a recall of some pet food, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
An Oregon house cat died after eating pet food that tested positive for bird flu, says the state veterinarian. It's led to a voluntary recall of the 2-pound package of feline turkey recipe raw frozen pet food. It's sold nationwide and in Canada's British Columbia, made by Northwest Naturals, based in Portland, Oregon. The state veterinarian says the cat was strictly an indoor cat and it was not exposed to the virus in its environment. Plus, genome sequence testing confirmed the virus was in the pet food.
Some history in the first NFL game streamed on Netflix. The Ravens and Texans game saw Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson pass Michael Vick for the most career rushing yards ever by a quarterback as the Ravens beat the Texans 31-2. The highlight for the home team, Houston native Beyonce performing at halftime. Earlier, the Chiefs topped the Pittsburgh Steelers 29-10. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month. Finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you. Like 25% off New Year's Party Luxe from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over. At Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Sean Maloney. Former Wisconsin Governor and U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson says he supports President-elect Donald Trump's controversial pick of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead HHS. At the Capitol in Madison recently, Thompson listed reasons he supports Kennedy, who he says wants to improve the health of Americans and the quality of our food.
Trying to make sure that all medicines are based upon science. Who's against that? He's going to make sure that everybody that is trying to get approvals for drugs and so on and so forth gets a fair shot.
Kennedy will need to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is previewing plans for the upcoming legislative session, including forming the Government Operation and Transparency, or GOAT, Committee to examine state operations. Voss says one of the ideas behind the committee is looking at how to reform government. Voss says the committee will be modeled on President-elect Donald Trump's DOGE. And AAA is using GPS to keep roadside technicians a little safer in Wisconsin. Drivers who use Waze or Google Maps for navigation will now receive an alert when they approach a AAA member or AAA technician on the roadside. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th, paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, and a little foggy again here today. And there could be some frost, too, especially this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark. Our high today, 38. Tonight, cloudy, showers, 36. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with some light rain and a high of 42. Here's a New Year's resolution for you. Have the best barbecue in town, and you can do it with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Check it out at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
We got winners. We got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, we've got thirsty hitchhikers,
And the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walk in through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I love this bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue collared boys and rednecks. We got lovers, lots of lookers. I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. I love this bar. Yes, I do. Bar. It's my kind of place. Just trolling around the dance floor puts a big smile on my face. No cover charge. Come as you are. I love this bar. It was a picture-perfect wedding. We had the whole world at our feet. Everyone thought we were heading down a lover's easy street. We'd have a house out in the country, a picket fence the whole nine yards. They said our love would last forever. It was written in the stars. Wrong. I should have known it all along. When the future looks too bright, can't be anything but right. Wrong. I was all but devastated when she told me we were through. In a while the heartache faded, and I found somebody new. I swore that this time would be different. I had it all figured out. I wouldn't make the same mistake. I knew what love was all about. Wrong. I should have known it all along. When the future looks too bright, can't be anything but right. Everything was going strong. The sky was always blue. I thought my dreams had all come true. Wrong. Wrong.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Yeah, she's my lady luck, hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country, hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can back up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper, I made up my mind. Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Garth Brooks, two of a kind, working on a full house here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid to upper 20s. Our ag weather forecast coming up this hour. Also have Gary Crawford in our newsmaker segment talking about food price inflation for 2025. We'll get more details with Gary here coming up this hour. Later this morning, we're going to continue our spotlight on the Auth family farms with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And Dustin will be back in this morning joining us as we talk about how the farm, some of the crops they grow, how they take care of the land, and also how they take care of the water, too. So that's coming up this morning at about 9:10. Hope you had a great Christmas day yesterday. Of course, for dairy farmers especially, they're like, nothing different, really. Yeah, okay, we opened some presents
but we still had chores to do and that sort of thing. But again, hope you and your family enjoyed the Christmas Day holiday. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, we're with a very special guest, Congressman G.T. Thompson, Chair of the House Committee on Agriculture. I know so many people are cheering for you on the ag side of things.
The important thing that you should do when you're serving in public office is really to establish relationships and networks. And that's just not inside the Capitol. That's throughout your congressional district. And for me, it's throughout the agriculture industry. And I like to legislate by what I call the outside in. When you legislate from the inside out, which is normally what you do, you get a bunch of people in one room who are inside the Beltway of Washington. You know, you write a bill, hopefully you pass the bill, and then you go outside and try to convince everyone else that's the best thing since sliced bread. That is not the way I operate. I operate from the outside in, meeting with people. My travels have taken me to, at least 40 different states and one territory, talking agriculture and the diversity of American agriculture. And it has allowed me to take those voices, to bring them to the table in what I call a tripartisan way. That's bringing Republicans, Democrats, and the people of American agriculture to the table, their voices. And as a result of that, we came up with a great farm bill, the Farm, Food, and National Security Act of 2024.
Just give us a little update on where that farm bill is at.
And it passed out of committee with bipartisan votes. It's a bipartisan bill. It's got 40 provisions that were just led by Democrats. I'm a Republican. I didn't put them into the farm bill just because I was trying to win a vote. I'd never do that. I vetted those provisions, and they put the farm back in the farm bill. 140 measures are led by at least one Republican, one Democrat. Then a whole passel of Republican-led provisions. And so, hoping to get to the House floor. At the same time, we are talking with the other three corners, Chairwoman Stabenow, the Senate ranking member Bozeman, and my ranking member David Scott, about pre-conferencing. Our goal and our commitment is we will get this done by the end of the calendar year. The current farm bill expires the end of September, but because of the nature of these agriculture programs, by harvest season or calendar year, there's no real significant harm to wait until the end of the calendar year. We don't want to have to do an extension. We want to get our job done, and I appreciate the fact that the other three corners have really showed a commitment to that.
A lot of folks in the dairy industry, whether in production agriculture or agribusiness, tell them what's in it for dairy.
Sure. As someone who's came from a long line of dairy farmers, that's my farming heritage. Dairy is really important to me. As I travel around the country, I introduce myself as having milk with sawdust in it flowing through my veins. And so there's a lot of good stuff in here. I got a waiver from the Education Workforce Committee chair in order to attach my bill, Whole Milk for Healthy Kids, which would restore an option of whole milk and flavor back in our schools, giving our kids a better nutritional choice and a better tasting milk. I think that is probably the single most important thing that we could do, but it's not the only thing we've done. Recognizing when we have consolidation of dairy farms, surviving farms get a little bigger. And so this bill increases the amount of pounds that you can have insured from 5 million to 6 million pounds. We update, the cost factors. Right now we're dealing with cost factors that go back about 14 years. And so they're outdated, so we'll do real-time costs as we look at the costs of corn and soybeans, alfalfa. We put incentives there for, you know, the purchase of and utilization of whole milk, and really focusing on class one in our pocketbooks of our American farmers when it comes to dairy farming, the class one price that they get. I say I like to use what God has given me, and that's two ears and one mouth. So I try to spend twice as much time listening as I do speaking.
Congressman G.T. Thompson, it's been our pleasure to have you here today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the opportunity. Good seeing you.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
What with the federal budget still being crafted for this fiscal year, an expired farm bill.
To get that certainty for next year, next spring, for the crop producers.
A measure of certainty, at least as producers prepare for the 2025 growing season, could be gleaned from this weekend's federal funding continuing resolution approved by Congress and signed by the President. While that specific measure funds the government through mid-March, included in the legislation was a second one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill and agricultural-focused disaster assistance, $21 billion for weather and wildfire events, plus an additional $10 billion to row crop farmers, whose gross revenue for this year's crop falls below cost of production. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe here with your daily reminder to get on Tropic Time. Mm-hmm, take 10. Sip a refreshing smoothie and manifest a your cabana side. Slade Hot Yoga, treat yourself. Crushed back-to-back meetings, get that me time. Adulted a little extra today, you deserve a vacay. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. And when you want a little snack with your smoothie, pair our new Hawaiian barbecue slider with our new caramelized pineapple smoothie for a match made in pineapple paradise. Limited time only.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving you.
Something
shadows on the dark side of town. Can't hold what you can't catch. It's a bitter business to spread out around. When the penny drops, it's a lonely sound. Women are fools when it comes to you. They got you doing things you can't undo. Like a chain of heartaches round your neck. Give them another rope and they'll hang you yet. Come on back to the one who really loves you, baby. Come on back to me. Come on back to the one who really cares, baby. Come on back to me.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange, Tuesday, January milk down 6 to 1965, February up 29 to 1990, March up 32 to 1987, April up 7 at 1943. Cheese markets were mixed, barrels down 1.25 to 174, 40-pound blocks up 3/4 to 186, 3 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day, cash butter up 3.25 to 258, 2 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 139.25, no trades. Dry whey steady at 74 and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, they were relatively flat and range-bound on the day. Ahead of the Christmas Day holiday, a very light trade. Hog markets also were relatively flat as well and range-bound after the hogs and pigs report and a very lackluster holiday trade. December live cattle down 17 cents to 190.80. February up 17 cents to 187.62. January feeder cattle down 37 cents to 256.22. March down 67 cents to 255.32. February hogs down 5 cents to 84.32. April down 57 cents to 89.05. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets were range bound on the day ahead of the Christmas Day holiday with a light trade. Soybeans, though, were higher. Meal led the product complex higher after losing momentum on Monday, while wheat futures were mostly lower, staying just below nearby resistance levels ahead of the Christmas Day holiday. Matif wheat prices also were easing back from the highs in the range. March corn up 3/4 to 448.5, new crop up 1/4 to 437.25, January beans up 4.25 to 973.75, new crop up 5.5 to 992.5, March wheat down 5.5 to 535. Minneapolis wheat March down 6 to 589.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.92, January $3.95, new crop $3.78. Cash beans $8.94, January $8.99, February $8.95, new crop $9.03. Big River Resources Boyceville, December, January, and February corn all at $4.08.5. and March at $4.10.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn $4.13, January $4.08, new crop $3.88. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn $3.93, new crop $3.87. Cash beans $8.93, new crop $9.17. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.96, new crop $3.87. Cash beans $8.89, new crop $9.02. At Red Wing Grains, March corn $4.21, April $4.36, May $4.38, new crop $3.98. March beans $9.43, April $9.54, May $9.56, new crop $9.34. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.95, new crop $3.79, cash beans $9.02, new crop $9.19. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 177 to 198, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 176, market cows 77 to 118, calves 390 to 990, bulls 125 to 150, beef steers 190 to 390, Holstein steers 132 to 315, sheep markets, market lambs 210 and down, light lambs 270 and down, ewes and rams 190 and down, goat markets, does 215 and down, bucks 325 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 184 to 195.50, finished beef heifers 184.50 to 194.50, finished dairy steers 172.50 to 191.50, market cows 94 to 117, market bulls 134 to 147.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to tmobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at tmobile.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
The wife and I, the fussing brother, that's all right. Cause me and that woman bought a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minded mine.
Well, the man at the apartment is a nosy thing. He comes to my door and it's a ring, ring, ring. Don't mind your own business. Hey, won't you mind your own business? Cause if you mind your own business, then you won't be minding mine.
Yeah, I got a little girl, wears her hair up high. Boys all quiver when she walk by. You better mind your own business. Yes, mind your own business.
Your own business. Why don't you mind your own business? Well, if you mind. Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Got so up. See, she walked back. I can't stand the pain no more.
Last night we got invited to a party at the Jones's place.
All right.
For fun and games,
and booze and things. I guess I must have drank a case.
Quite a bit.
Well, that lady of mine, she drank warm red wine till she couldn't even find the door. She wound up in old Jones's bed, and I wound up on the floor.
Hag, I gave you CC water back, one tequila sunrise. One's for my aching head, the other's for my bloodshot eye.
Last night we let it all hang out. I guess that's how our heads got sore. Said,
CC water back, can't stand the pain no more.
Last night I let it all hang out. I guess that's how my head got sore. I said,
CC water back, I can't stand the pain no more.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. What is the outlook for food prices in 2025? Gary Crawford has the latest USDA forecast.
The smallest yearly hike in grocery store food prices in 6 years. That's what 2024 has given food shoppers, with prices up this past year for an average of only 1.2%.
And that's lower than the average over the past 20 years, which has been an average of 2.7% per year.
Agriculture Department economist Megan Schweitzer says the shocks from COVID that hit the food system, sending food prices up by 11.5% in 2022 and a very large 5% in 23, have pretty much subsided. But it's taken a while because those shocks were substantial.
So we had inflationary pressures from supply chain issues coming out of the pandemic. We had shocks due to the war in Ukraine, energy prices rising. We had an avian influenza outbreak that really drove up egg and poultry prices in 2022. And throughout 2023 and 2024, we really saw an easing of a lot of those inflationary pressures.
Plus, more recently in 2024,
we saw energy prices drop. As of November 2024, energy prices were down 3.2% from a year ago. Prices for raw agricultural commodities, so those products right off the farm, were lower than they were a year ago.
And in some cases, that is still true. So again, by the time this 2024 year is over, the average food shopper will have spent only 1.2% more than 2023 for grocery store foods. But what is the outlook now for 2025?
In 2025, prices for food at home are predicted to increase by 0.8%.
0.8%, not even 1%, just 0.8%.
For most categories in 2025, we're predicting price growth to be pretty similar to 2024, and below long-term averages for most categories.
Megan Schweitzer says that 0.8% forecast is just the middle of a wide range of early forecasts, which do include the rare possibility of food prices dropping below year earlier levels.
It's not very common for grocery prices to decline, but we did have a few years in 2016 and 2017 where prices declined.
Again, a very rare happening, but a definite possibility for 2025. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
The clouds will stick around today in our ag weather forecast as sunshine really remain absent through the weekend. It will return next week behind all of the rain systems. Now, widespread rain is likely Friday into Sunday. Little, if any, frozen precipitation types are expected as the temperatures will remain above freezing. Cloudy throughout the day today, a slight chance of rain developing this afternoon, highs upper 30s, southeast winds at around 5. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of rain, fog developing overnight. We'll have lows in the mid-30s and southeast winds at around 5. Tomorrow, 90% chance of rain, along with fog early, highs low 40s, southeast winds at 5 to 10. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain, highs low 40s. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 40s. Monday, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 30s. Looking ahead for Tuesday, mostly cloudy, we'll have highs in the low 30s.
Our community is made up of lots of different members with different interests and dreams. The same is true with our members at Wisconsin Credit Union, who count on us for lots of different things to help pursue those interests and dreams. From a range of savings and checking accounts to loans, mortgages, and financial planning, as well as specialized business accounts and services too. And unlike banking at some places where you're just a number, when you bank at Wisconsin Credit Union, you're actually an owner in a not-for-profit cooperative, which is how we can offer higher rates and lower fees and exceptional customer service. Plus, all the latest conveniences, too. You can even open accounts, apply for loans, and become a member online or by visiting any of our convenient locations. So, whatever your interests, dreams, or financial needs, anytime is the right time to join Wisconsin Credit Union. Start at wisconsincu.org. Member eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender. Member NCUA.
When it's cold outside, you'd rather be inside, and so would wildlife. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Your barn might be welcoming critters looking for a winter refuge as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA
play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
Raccoons, opossums, and other wild critters would love to snuggle up and spend the winter in your barn if the opportunity is there. Kathy Garza Bear with the Ohio Division of Wildlife says critters go into a barn because it has ample food and warm bedding, and it's often easy to get inside.
A lot of barns usually aren't made like homes that we live in, so the structure does have weak points. There can be boards missing off the sides, cracks in foundations, holes in roofs. So you need to seal up all those cracks in the foundation, fill them in with a little bit of cement, replace missing boards. If you have broken window panes, fix the glass.
Keep animal feed covered with tight-fitting lids and restrict open water if you can. Tidying up the barn and getting rid of debris and piles will mean fewer places to hide. You might even set out some odor repellents so critters will turn up their noses and run back outside. If the animals have already set up housekeeping and you'd rather they go somewhere else, you could live trap them. However, make sure you know your state's regulations on where wildlife can be taken. In some cases, it might be better to call for professional help.
Some people will hire a damage trapper, a person that will come out because you're suffering some kind of damage, or maybe you just have a fear of having this animal near your livestock. They can remove them through trapping them. You can use devices for bats or birds in those openings in your barns to exclude them once they fly out for the night. This screening or mesh or netting can be put in place, and that way they can't come back in.
You have to be persistent and vigilant to keep wildlife out, and it helps to have a few hungry barn cats for rodent control. Find more tips for keeping unwanted critters out of the barn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
He was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went on to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Wolo said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that aimless boy Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red. And he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. But don't trust your sword to no backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hand. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home cause he didn't live far, you see. And he didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. Looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake.
The Georgia Patrol was making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag him down. A big belly sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it?
The judge said guilty on a make-believe trial, slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile and said, supper's waiting at home and I've gotta get to it.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to know backwards.
see Saul went on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town. That's one body that'll never be found. You see, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo,
WRDN,
Durand, Nelson,